welcome to Amateur Opinions. Thank you so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Juicy and Easy. What's happening, Easy? You good?
I'm good, dudes. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Just, the week has begun. So, you know, we're in December now. It's been a long year, man.
It really has. It really has. Like, when you think about all the things that happened this year, it's wild.
Yeah, you know.
It's wild.
The pandemic, people dying. It's just been horrendous. But
it's crazy to think. I think the Australia fires was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was this year as well. You know, it's just been a lot, man.
It really has. It really has. It hasn't been the greatest of years. But surprisingly, it's also felt quite short for me because things are happening so quickly, you know. So it's slow and fast at the same time.
Yeah, the lockdown kind of had an effect of time kind of, what's the word? It's kind of like a time's not really standing still, but the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like a void. It's like once lockdown, or at least the strict lockdown ended, it was like, okay, we're continuing from March. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how it felt. But
exactly. You know,
obviously that's not the case. So the year, you don't really have much to show for it as a result in terms of just stuff to remember it by.
For sure. Yeah, that time from like April, May, June, July, it's just like this nothingness.
Nothingness, yeah. Home. Yeah, exactly.
Funny enough, when I was listening to my Spotify Wrapped, I could hear the music that I was listening to during that time, you know. So like when I was going through my playlist of the songs I was playing through 2020, it sort of reminded me of some of the stuff that I was listening to at the time, and it sort of like brought back immediate flashbacks when I listened to some of those songs again.
That's true.
I
remember earlier in the year I listened to a lot of African Giant, you know, and it reminded me of, you know, the days that I had arrived in Dubai. And it also reminded me of, because you sent Burna Boy's, is it NPR? What's that?
Yeah, the NPR performance. Yeah.
NPR performance. So you sent that to me. So before that, actually, before you sent me that, I wasn't, I liked African Giant, right? But I liked certain songs. But, you know, listening to that, it gave me, you know, Waiting, not Waiting Day Soup, that's on the new album. Waiting, Waiting Man Go Do, right? You know, he performs that song, and then he, you know, it just made me appreciate the album a lot more. And then I started listening to it like crazy. So, you know, so stuff like that. And, you know, music is one of the things that's memorable for this year, actually, because of, you know, the lack of personal events that would have happened, you know, because of lack of traveling,
sure, or
just lack of seeing friends, events. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. With African Giant, for me it was J Electronica, his album that he did. I wanna say he did it with Jay-Z, but he didn't really, but I was listening to that a lot.
Is
in the earlier
one?
Parts of the year. So I was listening to a lot of J Electronica, like, and I stopped listening just as they started easing lockdown and we could start seeing people again. So when I was going through my Spotify playlist and that stuff started playing, I almost got this sort of anxiety, you know, because I now associated that album with the confined nature of lockdown. I'd never listened to it anywhere other than my house, you know. Speaking of music, I actually wanted to chat a bit about the Spotify thing just for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't have much to say, but just very quickly, I thought it was very, firstly, I found it interesting how fun it was.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah,
yeah, I found it interesting just how fun it was for everyone to be like, oh, this is what I listened to. And It's weird because you know what you listen to, but it's kind of different when it's presented to you, you know, in a way that's completely objective and there's no bias. This is what you listen to. You can't lie. It is what it is, you know. I think there's something fun about that. I think you learn a little bit about yourself where you think you listen to this or that, and then you actually realize like, this is actually what I listen to. But another thing that it made me think about was just how easy it is to profile us. Because look at what Spotify did with just music. With just music alone, they could tell so much about you, you know?
Yes.
And I think there are things that they don't even share in that Wrapped, but I mean, they know what time of day you're listening to music. They know, just hold on. I'm getting noises here. But they know what time of day you're listening to these things. They know which days you're listening to things. They know the genre at a specific time, you know? So it's crazy that they can, I think, sort of, they can probably even tell your mood, I'm assuming, from your music, you know? So it just made me think, if Spotify can do all of that, can you imagine what a Google or a Facebook could do if they were to wrap up our year? You know, I sent you that joke that Google would tell you what color underwear you wore the most, but it just made me realize just how powerful data is on a person and how much can be done. And I think that Spotify Wrapped was just the tip of the iceberg. But to be fair, I think they're using our data in a little bit of a fun and ethical way. I hope, at least.
Yeah, it's because it's music, you know. It's and then they curate playlists for you to make you discover new artists and all that stuff, you know. So guess it is. Yeah. Oh well, I mean, we obviously don't know exactly what else they do with it, but hopefully it's only that. Speaking of which, with the Spotify thing, what did you have any surprises in your top five for anything in terms of, you know, genre or artist or songs that appeared there?
Yeah. So I listened to, so Frank Ocean was my number one artist, and that surprised me. And the reason it surprised me was that I did listen to a lot of him, but I listened to a lot of him like in a very narrow amount of time. I think all of my listening that I did with regards to him was done in like a period of 2 months.
Right, but you listened to it a lot.
Yeah, so and what used to happen was I found that when I was at work at my old job, it was quite a stressful gig, and it's no secret I wasn't enjoying it too much, you know. Not because I think many people who know me know that I wasn't the happiest there. But when I was there in that environment, I used to listen to his album Blonde because I don't know, I felt like I could work to it really well. So it was a perfect balance between the beats not being busy enough to distract me, but there's also just the right amount of lyrics to sort of be in the background and not take me away from it. So I used to listen to it at work. I'd get to work, I'd listen to it on repeat. So, and I was only at my former company for like 2-3 months of the year. So in those three months, I pumped the hell out of that album. And then from April going forward, I wasn't listening to it that much. But I was surprised at just how much I listened to it for it to still be number one. So that was a surprise. That was the only surprise for me. Everything else I kind of knew. With you, did you have anything that surprised you?
So my top five artists were... Oh yeah, what were your top five artists before we moved to me?
So it was Frank Ocean was number one, and then Burna Boy. I thought Burna Boy would be number one. But Burna Boy was number two.
Because he was like consistent for the year, kind of, in terms of listening.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I thought Burna Boy would be number one. Three was Daft Punk. Daft Punk, I've been listening to some of their older stuff now. So they were number three. Bonobo was number four. And then J Electronica was number five. And J Electronica also because I just spammed his album. So with his album, I used to work out to it. So when I'd when I would work out, I would play his album. And I was working out like 4 times a week, maybe 5 for an hour. So I feel like it kind of skewed who I listened to, because when I was chilling, those weren't necessarily the artists that I'd be listening to. So Frank Ocean, I'd listen to when I'm working, Jay Electronica when I'm working out. But yeah, those are my top 5. What was yours? I know you had Burna Boy number 1, right?
Burna Boy number 1, Drake number 2, Chris Brown number 3, Rihanna number 4. I feel like it's so generic. My top 5 was so generic. Like pop orientated, you know. And then number 5 was Ray. I don't know if you know Ray. R-A-Y-E. Mm-hmm. She's a British artist. I felt like number 5 was kind of best of the rest, you know, because I can't say I listened to Ray like a crazy amount. Although she has that song, man, with what's his name? Just give me a second. I'm sure you know Ray. She has a song with his Kojo Funds and also Mr. Easy. She has a song called Confidence, also Check. With Kojo Funds.
I'll check her out.
Wait, let me play it real quick. Oh, I've got earphones on. Never mind. Anyway.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sure you've heard.
I probably have, but her face doesn't look familiar though. I'm looking at her.
Yeah, if you showed me her face, I wouldn't point it out as well. Because I haven't really watched her videos like that. I have, but it's not that memorable. So anyway, those are my top 5 artists. So that's pretty generic. But in terms of top 5 songs, that was pretty interesting because I had Gambody, right? So that's Burna Boy as number 1. And I kind of got that. And then I had Anybody by Burna as well. A bit surprising to have that as my number 2 song. And then I had number 3 was a song called X by this chick called Kiana Lede, right? And I was not surprised by that because there's a time where I was listening to it so much, right? You know, while I was doing dishes, while I was walking and everything, like I was into it for probably a six week stretch where I listened to it probably every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, number 4 was Umlilo by DJ Zinhle. Also not surprising because it's my favorite South African song for the whole year. So I wasn't surprised. And then number 5 was song. Yope by Enos B. It's a Congolese song. I was slightly surprised. I've watched it's the music video I've watched the most for the year. So I was surprised that it was also in my top 5 songs. Because I like the dance routine there, so I always dance to it with my niece, right? So we know the whole routine. So that was my top 5 songs. What was your top 5 songs?
So my top 5 songs was actually really disappointing because all of my top 5 songs were the first 5 songs of Frank Ocean's album.
Even
there's a song that I don't like on that album. I think it's called Pink Plus Ivy, I think it is, right? But I found it interesting that the first 5 songs of the, like, it literally goes track 1 to 5 was my top 5 played. That was interesting. I that shook me because I was like, whoa, I must have listened to this thing a lot. And obviously because I would listen to it in order, I mean, you probably don't always finish an album every time. So you're always going to play the first half more than you play the last half. Yeah. So I was surprised at how those top 5 still ended up. It just goes to show how much I was listening to that album.
Yes.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
Did you have a throwback track on your...
I did. It was my throwback track was Touch It. It was by Daft Punk. Do you know the Touch It sample? In
Touch It,
the
Bring Busta It Rhymes Bang track. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's the Touch It / Technologic. It's like there's another song they have called Technologic. and they mashed it with Touch It during a performance. They performed at the Grammys and made an album out of that performance. So that Touch It, Bring It, Babe, Watch It, you know, that sample.
Yeah.
So that was my throwback track.
So that's the most played Daft Punk song you basically played, because you were playing their old stuff anyway, right?
Yeah. That was the most played one. And that one also is a workout track. So that one I listen to when I'm working out. Right. It's like very high tempo. It's almost like a drug. It gets me going. So yeah, but to answer your question, I was quite disappointed in my top five. I didn't think it was a true reflection.
Exactly. It wasn't analytically, what's it called? Generated, you know, your top five songs. It was just pure numbers, you know.
Exactly. I think a human being looking at those stats would have seen like, but look at the last time that he listened to the song and
My throwback track was Put It Down by Bun B. It features Drake. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah, I know it. I saw it on your stories.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah. It's one of my, you know, it's one of my favorite songs, so I was not surprised by that. And when it comes to making money, I'm a print press.
But you've been listening to that song since campus days.
Yeah.
I remember you used to like that song quite a bit.
Yeah. It's been a consistent jam for me. Yeah.
For sure.
Do you remember your top genres, by the way?
My top genres were rap.
Number one
was rap. And that I found interesting because if I was skewed towards Frank Ocean and Burner Boy, right? But rap was still my number one genre, because I was listening to a lot of just like various like hip hop songs and probably J Electronica as well. So I was surprised that by that, I think they called it Afro Pop second. And I don't remember the other three.
Pop in there?
Yeah, I think pop was like number four or something. I'll double check. You can tell me yours, but I don't remember the other three. But I remember rap and Afro pop were the first two.
So for me, number one was pop, which didn't surprise me. I'm about pop music.
Pop was number one.
Yeah, pop was number one. And then number two was rap. Number three, UK hip-hop. I actually thought UK hip-hop would be number two. But I suspect that, rap, UK rap also kind of falls under rap. It's probably an all-encompassing genre, probably. But I've definitely listened to more UK hip-hop than American hip-hop this year. And then number four, Nigerian pop, which I thought that would be like Afrobeats or Afropop, like you said. But for me, they called it Nigerian pop. So that's your burners, I assume. And, you know, Tiwa Savage, Wizkid, blah, blah, blah. And then number five was South African pop, which South African pop, which is probably, you know, the Umlilo type of songs, you know, Shasha. I would assume that those are the ones that counted there. Maybe some Casper songs, maybe, I don't know. I have no idea. Interesting. But yeah, that was my top five genres.
And what did you think of your throwback? Not your throwback, your missed hits. Was it any good?
My missed hits.
Yeah, so they make a playlist for you of the songs that you missed.
Did you
listen to it? I think it's based on what you listened to and what you didn't listen to.
Oh, flip, I see it now, yeah. Oh, yeah, I just checked out my top songs. I didn't actually look at my missed hits. I'll actually check that out as well. I hadn't listened to it.
Okay.
What? So you listened to yours?
I listened to about half of it. It was hit and miss, but there was one song that they suggested. Rose's remix with a guy called St. John and Future.
St. John, so, yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, so that was in my miss hits. And that was pretty hot. I hadn't heard that song before. But the rest of it is a lot of UK, like, I was surprised. Like, it's either house music or a lot of UK neo soul kind of music. So that was interesting. Like, I found a girl from Manchester in here who was quite good. But apart from that, it was I was kind of lukewarm about it so far.
Okay. Crazy. Yeah, I'm actually interested in listening to mine as well. See how that goes. Because I haven't been discovering new music for the past maybe 2 months, which is something I like doing. You know, just letting the... Actually, 2 months, yeah. There's a time where I just went with the recommendations on Spotify for UK hip-hop, and then, you know, I discovered some great songs there. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I think I should do it again.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like, there are days where they just get it right, and there are also days... I think I went through a spell where the algorithm just wasn't speaking to me the way it usually would. But yeah, great platform for that. And just to wrap the Spotify thing up, I was telling you off air, but everyone was, you know, making fun of the Apple Music algorithm for not being as good. And it just made me think that, you know, maybe Apple just respects your privacy a lot more. And because they do that, they can't give you a good maps application, and they probably can't give you a good music application, because they probably aren't using our data as much as their competitors are, you know?
Exactly.
It's the same thing with Apple Maps. Yeah, it's just not as good.
Yeah, they don't, you know, take every piece of your data and, you know, feed it into the machine for the betterment of your experience, you know, which is great, but also to their detriment. But at least they have, you know,
they have enough, right? Does it matter when you're using their hardware?
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite interesting, actually. And I think the same thing was happening with Apple Podcasts, where you couldn't see any of your stats. Because of the same issue the same reason you're talking about. Because when we started off, I would be very interested in seeing the stats, and they weren't even keeping how many people subscribe to your podcast on, you know, you don't see those things. You just literally subscribe and, you know, it's done. So they just recently, maybe a year ago, started giving you insights into the stats, but you know, only on the back end. You have to kind of log in, and then you see what's happening there.
Interesting. Go for it.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's interesting because I know you like, for people who don't know, like, you manage like a lot of like the technical stuff that happens with the podcast, you know. So I actually didn't know that with regards to Apple Podcasts, and also them being kind of stingy with data. But yeah, it just adds to the point, I guess. Because a lot of people think it's because Apple suck, and I think they shouldn't think that. Like, these guys at Apple are not idiots. They could do this if they wanted to, you know.
Yeah, because I'm sure you listened to, you know, remember that documentary we watched on Netflix? What's it called?
The social dilemma.
Yeah. So the guy went on Joe Rogan. I don't know if you listened to that one.
I watched like half of it.
Yeah, but he did mention what you're talking about with Apple, where they don't, you know, take as much information and use it the way Google does, and that's why their maps isn't as great. That's why their recommendations aren't spot on. Just to kind of validate what you said.
Yeah, for sure.
Facts. Yeah.
For sure.
And there's this thing, though, actually.
The week.
Go for it. I was gonna ask you, how much FOMO do you think people had, like Apple Music people, when everyone was posting their Spotify's?
So two Apple Music listeners hit me up and they were like, yeah, I'm feeling the FOMO just a bit, because it was just so fun. It was just so fun.
It was. It came out of nowhere, right? I mean, I didn't get any inclination that it was coming.
I got
one
last year. I did get mine last year.
Oh, I wasn't on Spotify last year. I was on Apple Music.
Yeah, I got one last year. So last year, Kanye West was number one for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did people go on a frenzy, like posting it? Because I don't remember seeing any of this.
I definitely think the user base has increased, because I still have my 2019 top songs in my my Spotify.
Okay.
I'm looking at it now. So
what's at the top? Tell me the top five in that playlist.
So Zodi was number one by Jaydana.
Wait, what?
Mr. Easy.
Zodi. Oh, Jaydana. Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I know.
What did I say?
Okay.
I
don't know. I call him Jaydana. Keep it simple.
His song was number one in 2019 for me. I had Reborn with Kanye West and Kid Cudi.
Okay.
Number three is going to surprise you. But in 2019, and I think this was my gateway to Frank Ocean. Number three was Don't Matter to Me by Drake.
Don't Matter.
From the Scorpion album.
Don't Matter. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Drake. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was my jam.
To people who don't know, this guy was so anti-Drake. So anti-Drake back at university.
Yeah, and of all the Drake songs to like, right, that's literally
the most anti... Like, you would tolerate his rap songs, right? And then anything to do with his singing was just off limits for you.
Yeah, so I think that was...
Don't Matter is the one with Michael Jackson as well, right?
Yes, that's the one with the Michael Jackson sample. Mm. And it's just a lot of Kanye West and a lot of Tyler the Creator, because I was listening to Tyler the Creator's album at the time.
So
it's
what's
a shame
four and
that
five?
they don't keep all those stats, so they just keep the playlist.
What's four and five?
What was
on
that?
On the playlist. What's number four and number five?
So number four is a song called Pacer. So it's like a little bit of like an electro house song. Very nice. And then the number five is also a house song called October. Actually, a lot of them are house tracks. I was listening to quite a bit of house last year. So,
And then it all turned into Frank Ocean house this year.
Yeah. Then I got into Frank Ocean at the beginning of this year.
Which is also a funny thing, because we were both Frank Ocean haters, right?
Yes,
so I actually didn't know that you had gotten into listening to him. So when I saw your top five, I was like, wait, what's going on here? I was actually very shocked, you know. And,
for sure. I got into it, and I got into it very hard.
I was saying this to you offline. I was like, because I am a big Bieber fan, but I was especially, you know, earlier on. I mean, his new album was just trash for me. But you know, obviously the one before with the black and white. Covers Believe is the one before.
I know. I can see the album art in my face, in my head. I just don't know the name of the album.
The one with, you know,
Oof, I'm the worst person to ask.
But anyway, it doesn't matter what it's called. People know it. So that one, you know, that one was obviously tops. And I remember when it came out. Purpose. Yes.
You're talking about Purpose.
Yes. And I remember when it came out, and you. Because I used to be a torchbearer for Justin Bieber, and obviously, naturally, I'd get ridiculed for it, especially at university. And you guys would even think I was just trolling just to make people laugh, but like, this guy...
Yeah.
But I was like listening legit. So when this one came out and the songs were just too good, and then you guys, you know, inevitably had to listen to it because, you know, the songs were legit. And then you know, people were like kind of justifying it. Oh no, Justin Bieber's grown now. He's you know, his music has matured, which was true.
For sure, still, yeah, yeah. Like, you gotta like, it's funny qualify. How people have to justify. You can't just say I just like him.
Exactly. I found that funny.
Speaking of that album, that was actually the album, it had that song with Skrillex that I really liked, man. Where Are You Now?
Yeah,
well, I think it was powerful, now? Bro.
Nah, he was on one. 20, what was that? 20 what?
2015. Whatever. No,
2015. Man, yeah. That album was insane, bro.
Yeah, that nah, Skrillex, the Skrillex like collab just worked, man. That was dope. And also there was the song with the what is it Sorry. Yeah, I really liked Sorry, man.
Sorry was really good.
Yeah, I liked Sorry. I think those are the only two albums, songs I heard from that album.
Really?
Actually. Oof, yeah.
No, you've heard. There's another one, man. The other big hit. The one before Sorry. Where Are You Now?
Yeah, that's the one I was saying. That's the Skrillex one.
Wait, is that the Skrillex one? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's the one, Skrillex.
Well, there's another one. I'm forgetting what it's called. But
what do
wait,
you
just
mean?
Give me a second.
What do you mean, maybe?
Yes, that know. One. That one. Yeah. You know that one.
Yeah, that one I remember as well.
That one was like the first single, I think, from the album that kind of went just crazy.
I didn't know that he put out an album this year.
Exactly. And it's the one with this song, man. I don't know if you've heard any of them, but it had that Khaled vibe. So it's a vibe where for one song it's great, but I don't want to hear that for the whole album.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So that was the vibe. So for one song it was quite different and quite nice, but then it just got a bit much. I was like, wait, like all of the songs pretty much sound the same now.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah, the album's called Changes. So the song I'm talking about, yeah, Yummy. Girl, you got that yummy. Yummy, when Yummy came out, I was like, okay, that's a pretty cool sound.
That was this year, right?
That was this year, yeah.
I remember that track.
Yeah, and then he after that, so that was the first single. And then after that, he drops a single with Quavo called Intentions, right? And then I was like, this kind of sounds like Yummy, you know, same vibe, that kind of thing. And then, you know, you go to the album, you realize it's just pretty much that. So that
it's
was
a bit
disappointing. But then he then released a new single with Chance the Rapper called Holy. And I was like, okay, he's going back to what works. So I was glad about that. Holy's pretty good.
Yeah, Biebs will be back. And he still has the plugs and the ear.
So. Yep.
I just want a Kanye and Justin Bieber collab. That'll be fire. They just
Right?
Each other halfway at this, you know, with this religious sort of phase that they're both going through. That'll be fire.
That'll be great. And you give Chance a young verse or whatever there.
Oh yeah, and we got.
And you have yourself a banger. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I just need 7 songs from them. They just gotta give me a 7 album. 7 song project, you know, it would be good.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll take that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Oh,
look, man, the Spotify chat, that was fun, and that was very good on Spotify because I think some of this FOMO can actually turn people into you know, starting their accounts for Spotify, which would
for
be
sure.
quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
For next year, but I'm looking forward to knowing what my biggest jams will be for 2021. We'll see what that happens.
Me too.
What happens there.
I'm also quite curious. I'm also curious, but I try not to think about it and just let it happen. Like, I think you want to forget, so you don't try and sway it, you know? But it'll be very
interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know about it, so it hit me like a ton of bricks, which was quite fun. But now I'll kind of look forward to, once it's November next year, I'll be like, okay, it's coming. I wonder what's in there. But anyway, yes. I think we can wrap this up.
I think we can wrap this up.
This was fun, man.
For sure.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to like and subscribe on our Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're pretty much on every platform, Google Podcasts, whatever you listen to, we're there. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. Today's a Monday. Look forward to the week. And we're in December, so prepare for your Christmas celebrations. If you're traveling, travel safe. And this is it. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right, peace.